My name's Alan Dunlop, founding director of FAME Mission, an evangelical mission working for this past 20 years in Kenya, East Africa. We evangelize through humanitarian aid and assistance. The challenges that I faced initially were immense. I faced health challenges. I was very ill. I have a congenital heart complaint which has considerably worsened the older I get. And many times I was laid low with that. And twice I have to say I was in intensive care in major hospitals with it. So I faced the challenge of that. I faced the challenges of malaria, typhoid. Those are common diseases. Thankfully, I didn't get cholera or hepatitis. But one of the major challenges inwardly was loneliness. I have been away over the years for many Christmases, away from my wife, away from my family. I think, you know, sometimes wives are the unsung heroes of the mission field. My wife has a profound hearing loss. In fact, it's so profound she had to have a cochlear implant, and that left things very difficult, even domestically for us at home. That was compounded when I went to the field. My wife was left to look after the two children who were not yet old enough to leave home. She didn't feel she should leave them. She looked after the mission. She knew that I had this burden. She didn't want to stand in my way. So she set herself to be at home, to look after the children. And the biggest problem she had was answering the phone. She felt that when people phoned up for information or whatever, that they deserved someone at the other end of the line who could answer them. She couldn't do that. And so, me being away from my wife and knowing how difficult she was getting the work and getting by, that was a major challenge. In order to survive, I had to just cut myself off, leave it with the Lord, and go ahead. I was away for months at a time, for years on end. A difficult, difficult situation. No sanitation, no proper dwelling, no electric light. I cooked for myself, I washed for myself. It was a pioneer work in the real sense of the word. And I want to say this: if someone goes to such a work without a call, they'll never survive. It was only the call of God kept me there. In my worst moment of sickness, and I was low, I never regretted the decision to go and serve the Lord.